Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Praise God. Welcome everyone this morning. Welcome to those online. Good to see everyone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's get a little situated here. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good all the time. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We worship you. Let's all stand together. Let's just welcome him into his. Father God, we worship you. Thank you that your presence is here in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We worship Hallelujah. You. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. We worship you, Lord. We'll be right back.
Lord, you are my strength and my rock. Jehovah,
Jehovah,
Jehovah. the morning, in the noontime, and the evening. That's your name, Jehovah.
Jehovah is your name.
Let God hear your voice. Mighty warrior.
Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. You're the mighty warrior, so great in battle. Jehovah is your name. You are my mighty warrior, so great in battle. Jehovah is your name. Father, you said to Moses, by my name Jehovah, no one has really known me. Not because you'd not mentioned the name before, but because this is the name of your presence. The name that brings about the fulfillment of every promise. The name that depends on no other name, no other hand, no other help. You, the self-existent God. Lord, help us to know the revelation of that name, to walk in the fullness of it. Kodi blashente krosikayo. Arise, Father, from your resting place. Fight the fight that we cannot fight. Win the battles that we cannot win. Thank you for the grace to be with you, to watch you do your thing, and to manifest your glory. We give you praise for all things. You're the mighty warrior, so awesome in battle. Jehovah is your name. You are my mighty warrior, so great in battle. Jehovah. Sing it, Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah is your name.
In the night,
Jehovah is your name.
In the east and in the west,
Jehovah is.
In the south you are
Jehovah is your name.
Oh,
mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is your name.
El Shaddai is your name, El Shaddai is your name.
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 Mighty provider.
Mighty provider. Great in battle, El Shaddai is your name. Mighty provider, great in battle, El Shaddai is your name.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to see you all. Thank you, worship team. Bless you all. Bless you all. You may be seated. We've been away from you for the last 2 Sundays. It's been a long one. But in a sense, we were still with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We were in the nations of Senegal, the city of Dakar, and then we crisscrossed from there for 3 days in Nigeria. And from Nigeria, we came on to Toronto to be with the saints in Toronto last Sunday. And now we are here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. This was a very interesting ministry trip. We went through all kinds of experiences, somewhere we cannot talk about at this present time. But all we can say is that God showed himself strong. Amen. Senegal is a country where Christianity is not very, very present. It's a very Muslim country. And got to minister to saints in a Methodist church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It was a ministry time of impartation, raising up leaders for the future and speaking into lives in a very personal, powerful way. That in a nation like that, that God would give every individual a personal word, amen, concerning their lives. People that were not met, not seen before, and asking them, is this word reading you? And the pastor is there and saying, oh my, how does he know these details? It is not me knowing the details, it's God that knows the details about people's lives, amen? And God speaking into them in real powerful ways and catapulting them into their destiny in Christ Jesus. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Amen. We left there, and of course we went to Nigeria, and it was another time of impartation. This ministry trip was more of impartations than anything else. I could sense the shift. You know, to that fatherly realm of impacting the next generation of leaders and raising up men and women unto the Lord. And of course, God did miracles. And the testimonies are coming because we couldn't stay in each place. So pastors are collecting testimonies, and one of them called me yesterday. They're going to send all of those fine details of what God did, because I didn't have time to take personal testimonies of what God had done personally for each individual. But all we do know is that God did great and mighty things. And of course, we're in, with the saints in Toronto last Sunday, and it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. Different. Mom and I sat down together and ministered to the people going back and forth, and it was different for the saints and different for us in that setting. Not that we've not done that here before, but God showed himself strong in that church, and we believe in God to continue to spur them on and help them fulfill the mandates of the Lord. There's developments all around that have been, you know, raised up. I don't know how many thousands of let's put it this way. A great complex is being built by the church that will host somewhere between 5,000 to 10,000 people, just by the church. And that harvest is part of ours. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are thankful for what God is doing, and for his strength and his ability granted to us to continue to do the work of the Lord. Amen. The new year is going to be an interesting year, starting with conferences and crusades and all kinds of amazing things in the new year. And we need everybody to be together, linked together, supportive, strong together, so that we can fulfill everything God has called us to do. We have a short time. Let me say that again. We have a very short window of time to get the gospel out, and everything that we should do and can do, we should do fervently to make sure this gospel of the kingdom is preached all around the world, and that more sons and daughters are raised up, because a handful of people cannot do it. We don't have much time. When I say we don't have much time, I mean we don't have much time. Let me say that again. We don't have much time. We don't have time to fool around. If we don't get the harvest, if we don't harvest them, they will harvest us. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying to you right now. If you don't win souls and bring them into the kingdom, they will win you and they will win your children to the world. Pull your right ear. Just pull it and say, listen. I'm not being casual by those statements. And I'm not just saying words. I'm saying to you right now, get up. Do everything you can do to win souls. Get people into the kingdom of God. Because just like weeds can overtake a crop, So if you don't weed the weeds off, the weeds will overtake and eat what you're supposed to eat and stunt your ability to live your life to the fullness. It's your choice. It's my choice. It's the choice of the body of Christ. And I'm speaking to you as a prophet of the Most High God right now. The battle for souls is on. It is raging. Don't go to sleep now. Wake up. Because the world is targeting our children, the next generation. They've been targeting it, but they are going into hyper speed in 2023. There are technologies that you have not seen that are about to show up. And the target is on the children, the next generation. The building blocks are in place. Now let's knock those building blocks that they've set up down. Just like God knocked down the towers of Babel, we declare confusion on the agenda of Satan and his cohorts right now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God shall have a glorious church. Amen. Hallelujah. Rise with me, please. Just rise with me. Point your finger down. For you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And say right now with me, Satan, you and your cohorts, take your filthy hands off of my life, off of my children, off of my children's children, for generations, until Jesus my Lord comes. Take your filthy hands off now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Well, Mama is going to come in just a moment, but before she comes, this is our first Sunday of December, and therefore there is a prophetic word for December. Amen? Are you ready to see and hear it and declare it? Okay. Let's have the prophetic declaration.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, what every man should take. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Prophetic fulfillment.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm sure you are wondering, all those scripture verses, what are those scripture verses? It's not Easter yet. No, it's about the prophetic fulfillment. God gave a promise, and he fulfilled it. And every word that God has given to you shall be fulfilled. Amen. So say with me, December is my month of prophetic fulfillment. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, good day, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please give me a little bit more volume so I don't have to scream. Praise God. It's good to see everyone. We're glad to be home. Hallelujah. Let's pray for our children. If you're sitting, you can stretch your hands towards them. And you have nieces, nephews. If you know you don't have your own children or your children are grown, you can also pray for other people's children. Father, we thank you for all our children and our teachers. We bless every one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world, extended families, everyone that is aged from 120 plus to zero, those in seed form, those that are moving in the earth every decade of life, we lift them before you. For you said, every one of us, you formed us even before we were put in our mother's womb. So we are your children. And we thank you that you watch over us. We speak your holy word over them. They will grow in strength, power, favor, wisdom, and in everything that is good. Thank you for total supply from you, Jesus, for every need they have. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. See you later. Father, we continue to give you praise. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you into our hearts, into our church, ministry, families, homes, service, city, nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, our trip was good. We both fell sick this time. So, but thank God for his healing virtues. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everything was fine until we ate one demonized shrimp and seafood, and it just turned everything bad. But we thank God we made it, you know. Apostle was more sicker than me, but thank God he's here. Well, we both got sick, but God is our healer. Praise the Lord. It was so bad, we're not sure whether we could fly home the same day we were leaving. But we went to the hospital, we saw the doctor, and everything was okay. We weren't sure if he had COVID. He had no COVID, so that was tested. And it was just food poisoning. You know, from one seafood, one prawn. So, it is well with us. You know, so it was wheelchair all the way to Winnipeg, but we made it. So praise the Lord. So it's good. You can see him standing, walking, and praising the Lord. You know, last Sunday we weren't sure how we'd drive to. You know, I don't drive when we're in Toronto. I just think I don't know how they do it there. It's just crazy. But praise the Lord. But if I had to, I would have done it. And he drove to church. You know, when the family at home say, "How is he doing?" They were all worried if we can make it home. But we just knew God is with us. Amen. We didn't go for ourselves. We went on a mission, and he's with us. Praise the Lord. There was no rest going, no rest coming. So our body does need rest. So somebody, I hope you're all praying for us to have rest. Praise the Lord. Yeah, everybody have a need, but you know, pastor sometimes also have a need. He needs to rest. So somebody say, I will pray for you to rest. Yeah, you know, the body sometimes needs rest. God created a day of rest. God walked, and how God walked, he didn't do physical labor, he did mouth work. And even with that, he says he's going to rest. And he's resting right now. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, strive to enter his rest. Praise the Lord. Everybody have a need, and it's always emergency. They call anytime, 2 a.m., 4 a.m., anytime they feel like. They just call, you know. So me, I don't answer phone, but he's good at answering phone. So I call him telephone operator. I used to do that. I quit from doing that. So he needs rest. I think this time he will rest. Somebody say, pastor is going to rest. Somebody say, praise the Lord. We thank God for Brother James. He came to the house to help us. You know, I thank God for my son-in-law. He came and he helped to move the luggages upstairs, and they are still in the same spot where he left it. So praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, we are real family. We are real people, you know. But when you're under the anointing will come and do what it needs to do. But you have your divinity and you have your humanity. And the humanity needs more care. The divinity is always fine. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Spirit of God will always move. No matter how sick you are, when the glory hits you, you do wonders. Praise the Lord. You know, but when it lifts, you know your body needs that rest. So we thank God that man of God is moving and walking, and we're just fine. And all those, every part of our body just spouting garbage out, those have all stopped. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We saw doctor here. Doctor say you're fine. So it is well with us. So don't think sickness. We are good. You know, he loses weight so fast. I wish he can lose weight like that. You know, we both go through the same thing. He just drops it, and you see his cheekbone. I don't know what's wrong with my cheekbone. Find yourself back. Well, praise the Lord. I'm so glad we are home. You know, we didn't even have time. I didn't have time to call my family. I think I spoke to 2 people, you know, just to get them to do some errands. And that was it. So and we're in the same city. We have families there. We couldn't even talk to them, but it is well. I believe God will bless them and strengthen them. So nothing is new. We've been in the country sometimes. We don't even talk to family. We just do and leave. So do what you have to do and get out. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I didn't have time to go do anything. I didn't have time to shop. I don't know how they got my measurement. They made clothes for me and bought me some stuff. I didn't send them measurement, nothing, and they just did them. So praise the Lord. So praise God. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. So God is good. All right, let's get back to the word of the Lord. Turn to Isaiah 44. And we want to thank God for all those who participated in helping to get church moving while we are away. May God bless you and your family. And those who attended services, may God bless you and your family. Praise God. Isaiah 54. What did I say? 54? I said 44. 44 is the right one. Isaiah 44. You can read 54 later at home. Why it kept coming? It's a good one. Praise the Lord. All right, 17 verses for 54. So this one is 20-something, but I won't read all of it. You can read all of it when you get home. Let's read. Yet now, hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. So Jacob and Israel is what? Chosen. They are the same person. When there was a change of name, because a nation had to come out of him, it's called Israel. Prince that have power with God and with man. Hallelujah. From a supplanter, may God change your name, and may God bring the blessing of Jacob upon your life. Amen. Thus said the Lord. Who's speaking here? God. Thus said the Lord that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which we help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. That's another name for Israel. Say, praise the Lord. So our helper is God. God who made us is going to help us. No matter what you're going through, Help is on the way. God say, I will help. I receive your help, Lord. I receive your help for me and my household. I receive your help for me and my ministry. I receive your help from you for every detail of my life. Can you say that and say amen? Amen. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. So no matter how dry and parched it is right now, God is going to provide the answer. Amen. You know, when you have parched, dry ground, nothing grows out of it. But God say, I'm going to bring something out of that place. May God bring something out of my life. Say, God, bring something out of my life. Yes, you need the water of God. Jesus said, told the woman at the well, says, the water that I'm going to give to you, you will never thirst again. May we have the water that will quench all thirst from the living God. Say amen. God say, I will pour. Say, Lord, pour your water upon me. Pour your water upon me. And floods. These are not the floods that destroy. These are floods that will bring abundance. Hallelujah. I'll pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessings upon thy offspring. So you heard the prophetic word this morning. Satan wants to target our seed, but God says, I'm going to pour my spirit. He's going to pour his water, his flood, and his spirit upon us and upon our seed. Somebody and his blessing. Say, I receive all of it. And not only upon this seed, upon our offspring. Each generation, they shall receive this portion. I receive the word of the Lord for me and my household. Say a big amen. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. Say amen. We receive that. Verse 5, one shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Hallelujah. So we must connect to Israel. Somebody say, I'm connected. You must never say anything against Israel. Never in your life. If somebody is talking against Israel, pick yourself up and run for your life. Say, I will do so. You know, not everybody in your household is saved. You might have an uncle, an aunt, or a cousin that has a foul mouth and just figure they can say whatever they like when they're talking. Like, say, please stop. And if they don't stop, take your shoe, your bag, run. What did I say? Run. Don't even do slow motion. Like in a hurry. Make haste and run so that you don't put a curse on yourself and your family. God said, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. So it's not from man. That's God speaking. So I want God to bless me and my family all the time. Say amen. What did I say you should do for your life? Run. Make haste. Like something is pursuing you. And don't go back there until they change. Some of you like those cherry pies. Just go buy your own. You don't need that kind of coffee or tea or juice or whatever they are offering. We Christians, we don't booze, so we don't drink alcohol. Now, these days, some Christians, they do, you know. I've gone out with some of you. Bring the wine. One cup, two, three cups. If I go out with you, order wine, I'm not paying. And then next time, we'll not go with you. Say amen. Verse 6, I'm almost done. I won't do all of it. I said, I think I'll read maybe to 9 or 10. 6, thus said the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, hallelujah. I am the first, and I am the last. And beside me, there is no God. It is settled. The bus stops with God. There is no other bus stop. Say amen. And who as I shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people. So who are the ancient people? The Jews, the Israel. God said, I appointed them. So they are not ordinary. God called and appointed them. That is settled. And the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Things are coming, but God's going to show. Hallelujah. There's no blindness in God. He's going to show what the plan is, and he's going to show the course that we should take and the path we should take. Say, I will walk in that path. Verse 8 says, fear not, neither be afraid. Whatever is coming, fear not. Don't be afraid. The answer is on the way. God is going to pour his water. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. This is God speaking. There is no other God. I am that I am. That's what we're singing today. Jehovah is his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is God. Verse 9, they that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit, and they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know that they may be what? Ashamed. Verse 10, who had formed a god or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? Oh my goodness. I say I will stop at 10. Let me finish at 11. Behold, all his fellows shall be what? Ashamed. And the workmen, they are of men. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up. Yet they shall fear and they shall be ashamed together. So fear and shame is not our portion. The water of God, the flood of God, the blessings of God is all our portion. Say amen. Let us rise and pray. Please finish the chapter on your own. It gets even sweeter as you read it. Father, we give you praise. We thank you that we have no other God. You have declared yourself God. Nobody made you God. You are God, and you are our God. You are my God, and I put my trust in you. We have no other place to go but you. You are everything to us. We bless your holy name. We thank you that you have chosen us. You have picked us. You have appointed us. And you have touched our lives. We give you praise. We bless your holy name. You chose Israel. You chose Jacob. You chose Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we that are grafted in through Jesus Christ, we have chosen your way also. We bless you because you have chosen us. Lord, we thank you that we are called by your name. We receive your word into our heart this morning. We receive that you are our helper. You are the answer and the solution. You are the way maker, and you are the one who will provide the water that we need for every parched ground. Every parched ground is now being touched by you. Pour your water upon us, Lord. Pour your water upon us, Lord. Pour your flood upon us. Pour your spirit upon us, Lord. Pour your blessing upon us and our household, on our seed. You said upon our seeds and upon our offspring. We receive your word, and that word is going to work right now. Everything is turning around. Everything is turning around. It's turning around. You said those who serve molten images and graven images, they profit them nothing. But we who serve you, there is a profit. You call it the blessing. We receive your blessing. We receive that profit working in our lives now. We thank you, Almighty God, that Jehovah truly is your name. You have made a way, and we come back to give you praise. We thank you, God, for a turnaround for every household, every need met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, you know what they are facing. You know what they are going through behind the scene. Lord, answer them speedily. Answer them speedily. Answer them speedily. Answer them speedily. Speedify the solution. Speedify the answer. Speedify the way, Lord. Speedify everything that you have planned for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, O God. We thank you for the nation of Israel. We bless Israel today. We bless Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace, peace to everyone. All Israel shall be saved. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Your promises are yes and amen. Remember your everlasting covenant you have made with our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We trust in you, O God, and you are manifesting your glory. Lord, let the same blessing now be. Out of Abraham, you said all nations shall be blessed. So we thank you as you have blessed Israel, blessed Canada, blessed Nigeria, blessed United States of America, blessed Malaysia, blessed Indonesia, blessed Senegal, bless all the nations where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord today. Answer them and hear their cry. Salvation comes from you. Yeshua, we call upon your holy name. In Jesus' name, being part of this service, everything that we need to do, be with us, be in the word and the offering and the thanksgiving and everything. Heal, restore, and make your people whole. We thank you for journey mercies you granted us and all the help and assistance you gave us all through the way. We give you praise and we thank you for divine health. In Jesus' mighty name we declare so done. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Before I get to the word, there's going to be an announcement repeated later on, but I want you to please take note of the New Year's Eve service, and it's going to start at 9 o'clock. Do everything possible to be here. It's not one of those services that if you should be here in person that you want to watch online. You need to be here that particular service. I cannot overstress that. You physically need to be here. God understands if you are in Toronto or in Timbuktu and you have to watch online, and that is all fine and dandy. But if you need to be here and can be here and you're not here, you do yourself a disservice. So let me say that. And the other thing I want to say, I should have before now, it's not the best way to get started in a service, but I want to give honor to a very dear man of God. He deserves this time because this young man has done much for the kingdom of God. He's a dear friend, a brother. While we're in Nigeria, I got a text message that he had passed on. I'm talking about my brother, co-laborer in the vineyard of the Lord, Pastor of Springs Church, president of the Miracle Channel, Pastor Leon Fontaine. He's gone home to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I celebrate him. Our very first projector in this church. Service was finished, and there was a box with a bow on it. It was from Pastor Leon. It sent me top class video projector. I think we still have the shell of it somewhere in this building. He graduated us from slides. We still have the slide machine, you know, maybe if I'd remembered, thought about it, I would have had that slide machine out here, you know, so you see what we used to use until Pastor Leon said, you know, brother, I know you can't afford it, but I can afford it. And I'm giving this to you. I bless him. I'm going to miss him greatly. Adios, my brother. I celebrate you. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Let's rise. Let's pray for his family. Mama, will you join me, please? Those are mega shoes to fill. Father, we bless the family of Pastor Leon Fontaine. We bless Pastor Sally, the wife, and the children, and the ministry. We ask, oh God, that you will comfort everyone. That you will help them. We ask, oh God, that any entanglements of the enemy that will try to attach itself, Lord, this day, oh God, let those tentacles be cut off. Amen. In the name of Jesus, grant supernatural peace, supernatural strength to Pastor Sally as she begins to lead this team. Lord, help them all. Strengthen the family. Strengthen them. Strengthen them in their spirit, in their soul, in their body. Lord, oh God, let the support that they need, oh God, come to them now. And Lord, oh God, encourage, oh God, the church family. Let them see beyond this dark place and behold the light of your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
For the family, the brothers, the siblings, the marriage partners of their children,
yes, Lord.
And Lord, the entire congregation, let your work continue.
Amen.
And Lord, let the gates of hell not prevail against your church.
In Jesus'
we thank
name.
You for the gift that Pastor Leon was to our city, to our nation, and to the nations of the world.
Yes.
He worked in the vineyard. He has finished his race and he has gone to be with you.
Yeah.
Lord, let the work continue.
Amen.
And let us reflect at this time to use our life wisely.
Amen.
To do what you have called us to do.
Yes.
Lord, we speak peace and your shalom and your love and your comfort to the wife, Pastor Sally Fontaine, and to all the family.
Amen.
And Leon's mom, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. The word of the Lord to us is that this is the month of prophetic fulfillment. This morning, I want to explore with us some of the mechanics behind prophetic fulfillment. If I may zero it down, prophetic fulfillment is manifested by the presence of God. Someone say the presence. And I believe this month I will talk to you somewhat about the presence. I'll dabble in different aspects of that. The presence of God. The presence of God brings about the creativities of God. For every prophetic fulfillment, I want you to hear this, every prophetic fulfillment is a creation of God. It's a creative manifestation of God. So when God says something, it is a created thing. Amen? And before God created anything, His presence was there. The Holy Spirit, in the recreation process, the Bible tells us, the Spirit of God brooded upon the waters. And then God spoke the creative word. And what God said was manifested, was what we saw. What was manifested was what came out of God. When Mama talked to us a moment ago about God resting and all God did was speak, was that everything God spoke was a force that came out and became. Are you with me? So when we talk about prophetic fulfillment, we're talking about the presence of God that creatively brings into manifestation that which is in God. Nothing is prophetic to God, for all things are real and present in God. But things are prophetic to us because God is saying to us that which we have not seen. Are you with me so far? So the seeing is the fulfillment of the order of what God had already in Him that is now revealing. Many times behind the veil. But because you cannot see what is behind the veil does not mean that that which is behind the veil is non-existent. It is there, it's just that you don't see it. But once you take the veil out, you can see what has always been. So when we talk about the prophetic fulfillment of God, it is not something that God is now doing. It is what God has already done, now illuminated. Prophecy is a very interesting word. Because prophecy for the prophet is the seeing of that which is not presently seen. It's the knowing of something that is not presently known or realized. I'm going to take that thought from a statement connected to Joseph. Joseph's father, Jacob, is dead, and he's taking the body back home to the land of Canaan, and they mourned him some 70 days. They celebrated his life, they grieved for him and all of that, and had a great party. Now, when everything was settled, the brothers came to their senses and said, our father is dead. Now, Joseph is going to revenge. So let's go tell Joseph that our father said he should forgive us. Still conniving. And so they came and told Joseph what they wanted to say. And Joseph said, don't worry about that. Whatever evil you guys planned worked out for my good. It was for my good. So thank you for your betrayal and all of that, because it got me to a better place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But then Joseph made a statement. He said, God is going to come and visit you. This is before the Pharaoh that did not know Joseph came to power. Everything was still nice. They were still doing very well. They were still being celebrated. But somewhere deep within Joseph, he knew bad days were coming. And he said, when you finally leave this land. Now, remember this. They are out of Egypt. They are now in Canaan. The only people left in Egypt were their children. Everybody left. They were now in the so-called promised land. So there's no reason for them to really go back. Come. But they did. And Joseph, by the Spirit, could see the dark days, but then said, God is going to visit you. And when God comes and visits you and you leave the land, don't leave my bones here. This was hundreds of years. We're talking about hundreds of years. The children of Israel were in captivity for 400 plus years. Are you with me? Genesis chapter 50, verse 24 and 25. It says, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I die. And God will surely visit you. In other words, God's presence is going to come and bring you out of this land onto the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. You are going to carry my bones from this place. Hallelujah. He says, and Joseph died being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Now, fast forward to Exodus chapter 13. Exodus chapter 13 and verse, I'll take it from verse 18. 19 is the verse that I want. Talks about how God took Israel through the Red Sea. It says, but God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. They were harnessed, taken, snatched out. He says, verse 19, and Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. Hundreds of years later, there was a prophetic manifestation of a prophetic word spoken some 200 plus years prior. Are you with me? For he had straightly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely, what? Visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. The word was spoken. And hundreds of years later, there was a manifestation of that word. Before Moses was born. That's right. When God gives a word or speaks a word, many times we think about the manifestation of it right away. Sometimes it will take some time, because not everything is lined up at the present time for the manifestation of it. But God will say something today before it happens to show that He is God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And sometimes what God says He says because that's the way it's going to be. Not because it is the best thing, but this is what's going to happen. This is going to happen. That's 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 going to happen. Because that's what He sees. All time is now to God. Do you understand? All time, past, present, future, from God's perspective, is a now thing. So when God gives a prophetic word, it is based on what he's seen. He's seen the past, He sees the present, He sees the future. Now the thing about the prophetic is that there are many futures. There are many parallel futures based on particular decisions that people make. And God sees all of that. Now, that is confusing to us because we walk in a linear dimension. But God sees all dimensions, layers of it. And so He will say, if you do this, this is what's going to happen. But if you do this, this is what's going to happen. Why does he say that? It is not just based on consequences of actions, but based on realizations of decisions made and decisions manifested. Now that's becoming too philosophical for us, maybe. But God sees you. That you make this decision, this is the way you're going to go. And if you make this decision, this is the way you're going to go. Now that is where repentance becomes a very key factor. Because when you're going through the wrong path, God always has exit points. Your exit point is the point of your repentance. If you turn away from your evil ways, then this is going to happen. God takes you from that wrong pathway and puts you in the right pathway. So now this becomes your new normal or your new story. New creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, everything now becomes new. Amen? So, a prophetic declaration can say this is what's going to happen. And you, are you with me? You can make the decision that is not going to be my portion. God, I refuse to accept this as the path of my life. Therefore, I repent before you. I cry out to you and I ask, oh God, that you give me a new pathway. And God will take you from the pathway of disaster and restore to you the joy of your salvation. So what am I saying by that? I'm saying that because a prophetic word was said does not mean on both sides that because it was said, that's exactly what's going to happen. It still depends on you, on what you're going to do. So if I speak to you and I say, the Lord has blessed you, the Lord has this great thing in store for you, and God is going to do this, I see it clearly, and you decide to be a fool and start acting crazy, guess what? Whatever it is that God planned for you does not manifest itself. Not because that is not God's will, but because you chose to be foolish. Is somebody listening yet? So, we embrace the fulfillment of God's prophetic declarations. But like I said earlier, the prophetic fulfillment comes about when God is present. When you are present with the will of God, you have a manifestation of the will of God for your life. If God is not present, then the creative force to manifest what needs to be manifested is not present. And therefore, the lack of God's presence becomes the lack of God's presence. Did you get that? The lack of God's presence becomes the lack of God's presence. Because the presence of God are those manifestations. Capish? We're on the same page. All right. Let's go a little bit deeper. Let us understand this. The book Balaam speaks in Numbers chapter 23. I'm going to take it from, let's take it from about verse 16. 19 is the verse that I want. He says, and the Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, go again unto Balak and say thus. And when he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering, the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, what had the Lord spoken? Now notice, what the Lord had spoken is the word that God has put in his mouth. Malachi talks about speaking the word that the Lord had spoken. He says, and he took up his parable and said, rise up, Balak, and hear, hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. Verse 19. God is not a man. What is God not? Man. God is not a man that he should lie. So what do men do? Lie. Men lie. God doesn't. Hallelujah. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent or change his mind. Had he said, did God say something? And shall he not do it? If God says something, he is going to do what? Do it. Or had he spoken And shall he not make it good? If God says something, he will make good his word. Hallelujah. He will make good his word. Now, remember what I said earlier on about God has spoken, you decide to act foolish, and you are out of that manifestation. That does not stop what God said. The only thing that happens now is that somebody else comes and grabs what was meant for you. Because whatever God said, God keeps on doing. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. You're not going to make him a liar. It's just that somebody else will be experiencing what is meant to be your portion. Because you elected not to be present. That's why I say to you many times, when I say be in a service, I mean be in a service. Because there's something God has for you that day, and if you are not present, he's still going to deliver it, but it's going to go to somebody else. Are you listening? He will deliver it. But somebody else, the occupant. Have you ever had the mail come to your house, the occupant of such and such an address? Okay, if you were the occupant yesterday, but not today, when that message comes to the occupant, the person that's there today is the person that's the occupant. Yeah? So the Lord says, occupy till I come. Stick with the program. Don't go left, right, any which way. If I say something, I'm going to make it good. Behold, I have received commandment to bless. And watch this statement. I have received commandment to what? To bless. God has commanded me to bless, but listen to the next one. And he had what? Blessed. So the blessing is not coming because I'm blessing. The blessing is coming because the blessing is. You cannot bless when God has not blessed. We're only taken from that which God has already put in place. Amen? If this is empty, and I grab this, what did I grab? If I hand it over here, what did I give? But if this is a big ball, bullion of gold, and I grab that, when I turn around and I put it this way, what does this person get? Same gold. You're receiving what is. Amen? Hallelujah. God had blessed. He had blessed. It says, and I cannot reverse it. When God has blessed, I cannot reverse it. So, and the blessing, watch this now, the blessing and the manifestation of the blessing comes about. Why? Because he had not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Neither had he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is what? With what? That means he's what? Present. And the shout of a king is what? Among them. Do they have a king at this time? No. So when they decided to have a king later on and they chose Saul, it was not because it was not God's will for them to have a king. It's that they went and tried to make a king like the rest of the world, and that was not God's timing for them. Hello? God already planned a king for them. And he says there's a shout of a king. Hallelujah. The authority of a king is in them. God brought them out of Egypt. He had, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. Surely there is no what? Enchantment against Jacob. Why? God is with him. And God does not see iniquity in him. Does not see any perverseness in him. Why? Why doesn't God see perverseness and iniquity? Is it because these people were doing all the right things? In fact, in just a few weeks or months later, these people are going to start sleeping with the women of Moab because of the direction and the guidance of Balaam. There's nothing we can do. There's no way you can hurt these people except you get seduce their children. Oh, that's exactly the word the Lord was saying to us earlier this morning. Exact same words. If you don't defeat the enemy will pollute you and drag you into a mess. Neither is there any divination against Israel. They can gather themselves together and do their seances and their whatever it is they want to do, build their altars all over. None of it is going to work. Why? God is with us. The one thing that we must desire beyond any other thing is the presence of God, not miracles, because miracles are possible when God sends an angel with you. Moses was smart enough and says, God, if your presence doesn't come with us, don't send us anywhere. We don't want to go anywhere. I'm not going anywhere if your presence is, thank you very much for the angel, but no thanks. You come with us, or we're not going. There is no promised land that is of any good to you and I if God is not present. The church of today is looking for all kinds of amazing stuff without the presence of God. And then we wonder why there is no manifestation, no divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what had God wrath? Behold, the people shall rise up as a great what? Lion. Hallelujah. Take note of that, because that is one of the manifestations in the presence of God. The face of the lion. The face of the eagle. The face of the ox. The face of the man. We're going to talk about that some more in the days to come, because these are the ways that God, when the presence of God showed up, God, the God who spans all things, is beyond space and time, limits himself to a box called the ark. And that ark was a representation of his presence. And in that ark were these two cherubims that had these four faces. It's weird looking. But that's how it is. And in the days to come, we will explore what that all means to us as we explore the presence of God. Because when we're talking about the presence of God, we're talking about the fierceness of the lion that roars and everything scatters. We're talking about the eagle that mounts up and rides the storm and relaxes when storms are taking place. We're talking about the ox, strong, that charges against danger. It charges, but it's humble enough to take on the burden and work. And he says, don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Get yoked with me. He says, my burden is light. We're talking about the presence of God. The presence of God brings us to that place of rest. And we're talking about the presence of God likened to a man. And what is the man doing? He's looking at the mercy seat. Always looking at the mercy seat. Because, you see, God says, he's not found iniquity. Why? Because of mercy. Because of mercy. Just because of mercy. God visiting us changes our story. In Genesis chapter 18, verse 10, the Lord has come with two angels, the theophanic pre-manifestation of the Christ, to come to where Abraham was. That's a message, full message of its own. He says, and he says, the angel of the Lord says to Abraham, your wife is going to have a child. This is a promise that God had been making. He's been speaking the word. You're going to have a child. Some 20 plus years, no child. Verse 18 says, or verse 10 says, and he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. I will certainly do what? Return. In other words, my presence. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tenth dawn, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. In essence, there was no ovulation anymore, none of that happening. She's all dried up. No capacity to have any children. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I'm wax old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also, being, present tense, this guy's old and we will always be old. How is that going to happen? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Abraham laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Verse 14, is there anything hard, too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee. I will do what? I will return unto thee. According to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Period. This is what's going to happen. Why? Because it's an impossible situation. Sarah says, blind. I wasn't laughing. I didn't, no. that you did. You are here. Genesis 21. As we begin to wrap this morning, I want you to hear this. He says, and the Lord did what? Visited Sarah. He did what? Visited Sarah. As he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. And verse 2. For what? Sarah conceived. Why? God visited her. And bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. There was a manifestation. Why? God came, made himself present. Rise with me. Let's say with one voice, O God, grant us your presence. For with your presence, there will be creative manifestations of your prophetic declarations over our lives. Your prophetic word is not based on nothing. It is based on what is, that which is tangible. Lord, O God, bring that which is tangible into manifestation in my life. Let that intangible word become a tangible manifestation. Fulfill your words, O God, of blessings in every area of my life. I receive prophetic fulfillment in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let it be so now. Let there be, let there be, let there be a manifestation of God's perfect will in heaven, in my life, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, pray, oh God, Father, did you know that your person, because you are here, but you are there, everything that God has for you, your other you has. Hallelujah. And we declare a communion of your other you to connect with your you so that there is a manifestation of that which is in heaven in the earth. If you receive that word, say amen. Amen. If you receive it, say amen again. If you receive it, say the big, big amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. We live in our reality. Praise God. Let those that are going to help us with communion, please serve the saints. And at this time, let's all honor God with our giving. We need for every one of us to be fully engaged in giving unto the Lord. We don't want to be a church where 20% of the people are giving everything, giving and honoring God with their tithes and their offerings and their service. and 80% just coast. We want every one of us to be fully engaged, and I encourage you, as we wrap up this year, to be fully engaged in your giving. It is needed to do the work of the Lord. Amen? Praise God. Do you have a communion? Anybody here that doesn't have the elements of communion? If you don't have it, just raise your hand. Okay, I see everybody has it. All right. Let's have Mama come, please. I want to thank all of those that filled in while we were away in ministering during the week services and weekend services. May the Lord bless you for your committed support. This is the body of the Lord. It's a body God instituted to establish our connectivity to our healing, to our prosperity, to our protection, provision, to the favors of God. As you take of this body and you eat today, let the God who makes manifest the awesomeness of his glory in the lives of people manifest his glory in you and I in tremendous ways. Take of this body and eat, believing.
Cup of blessing, precious blood of Jesus. Say, I receive.
I receive
the manifestation of the presence of God.
Of the presence of God.
And the presence of God.
And the presence of God
in my life.
In my life.
Now.
Now.
In Jesus' name, take and drink.
Amen. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord establish you.
Amen.
In your going out and in your coming in.
Amen.
May the favor of God pursue after you and overtake you.
Amen.
And may the God who elevates, the God who raises up, the God who promotes, the God who establishes, cause you to flourish and to blossom.
Yes.
In the fullness of his glory. In all your days.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We decree it so. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, some people on Zoom.
We'll say a quick hello to those that are on Zoom.